What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
2 days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/ScorecardPlus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who is that mysterious voice? When a mother and daughter set off to a normal trip to the grocery store, they had no idea they would soon have a brush with a ghost. A ghost that may have just saved their lives without them even knowing it. Join Tony and Todd for that story and more right now on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Indeed it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to press subscribe or follow or whatever it's called and whatever platform it is you're listening to us on so you don't miss any episodes of the program. And of course, if you like the show, become an extra podcast person. Sign up to get all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of it commercial free. It's all at ghostpodcast.com or through the Patreon app. Just search for Real Ghost Stories Online or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Robert Stack had the gig that I always wanted. Like, would show up, they'd have his scripts ready, they'd put him in front of something spooky, usually some mist, like a street lamp or something he'd be standing under.
Yep.
He'd read his little stuff, they'd go in the booth, read the rest of the stuff, and then he'd go home, and he was still the creepiest. I mean, he wasn't creepy, but he made it so creepy. That show was great.
Well, you know, and I think with the years, he did get a little bit creepier. This is an excerpt I have right now from when I think the show was even done, and he was doing some shitty local radio gig, and he was still trying to do the spooky thing. Let's take a listen to Robert Stack.
It's time for another exciting round of everyone's favorite game. What's under Robert Stack's trench coat? The first caller to correctly identify what object I have stapled. Yes, I said stapled to my penis will win a free two-leg chicken dinner from Ma and Pa's Grocery Express. Valid on Tuesdays from 2 to 4 only. Next time, I'll be using a nail gun. So look out and good luck.
So, I mean, it got really kind of dark there for a little bit.
It's so sad to see people like that go downhill in their careers, you know.
It's bizarre when you're doing local radio and you're playing a game of what's stapled to my penis. Mm. It just gets a little, you know, unsettling. It's a fall from grace that I don't think any of us ever saw coming.
I also loved him in Airplane. He was so funny in that movie too.
He was. But I love that we have a way of emulating that sort of a voice. And he's going to do the intros on the shows from now on. So it's taking me more time now when I'm putting the show together because I have to write the intro. Because I just used to write one for me. It was like one sentence. Now I'm like thinking, how would Robert Stack describe this ghost story? And it just kind of comes to me. I can like hear it in my head. And then I hope that it kind of emulates in similar ways. And it usually comes pretty close. But it's just like that's what I have to hear in my head. But I like it because that's what I've always kind of thought when we made that the intro music and all that. The guy who composed it said, you know, what do you want this to sound like? And I said, kind of a cross between Unsolved Mysteries and The Walking Dead. And that's the music that we have. And I mean, the only thing that was missing was Robert Stack reading the intro.
And now you got him.
We got them all.
Love it.
So, yeah, I mean, talk about things you never could contemplate happening. But there you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. As my dog sits really close to the mic processor and one of his hobbies is taking the little knobs off of them and eating it. I mean, it takes some skill because it's not like it's a big dog thing. You can just grab it. He like gets in there and every once in a while, I feel like there's a knob missing and then I find it like chewed up on the other side of the office.
You got a DBX there? Is that what you're using?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
They're a little bit rubbery and that dogs like to chew on that. That's what's going on. Absolutely.
I have, I think, three missing on there now. Yeah, it's and then sometimes they'll be turned too because he'll kind of turn them and mess with the processing. Used to be part timers ready to worry about doing that stuff at the radio station. Now it's the dog. So right. There you go. Let's go to our first story. Hello, my name is Amy. I've been listening to Real Ghost Stories Online for almost 4 years and I'm a huge fan. After all these years, I've decided to share my ghost story from when I was 13 years old. My mom has always been very sensitive to the supernatural, and it's always spooked my siblings and I due to her actions in the past. Examples such as dreaming about relatives and then being informed that the same relative had died the same day. She has always experienced these moments in her life, which she has said bothers her at times. My personal experience with her happened when I was in middle school. I'd returned home from school and was asked by my mother if I wanted to go to the grocery store with her. I soon got on my feet and went with her into the car, which I sat in the back seat waiting for her to enter the car. We took off to the grocery store and suddenly my mother said aloud, "Huh? Did you say something?" I looked clueless at her and said, "No, I didn't say anything." She kept driving, but something was bothering her as she drove. She then said, "I swear you said something." And again, clueless, I responded, "No, Mom, I haven't said a word." She then stopped at a red stoplight and told me to start praying immediately. At this point, I was confused and wondering what was happening. My mother's always been very religious, so this was nothing new to me. But all of a sudden, it was strange. Soon, the light turned green and she did not move the car. As the cars in front of her proceeded, a car came running through and hit the car in front of us. And the car that got hit drove into a ditch. My mother and I looked at each other, flabbergasted, at what had happened in front of our eyes. I stared at her and asked, "What did you hear?" And she responded with, "Someone kept telling me to stop the car." I was creeped out at this point, since by a few seconds of her stopping the car, we avoided a bad car crash. I also noticed I was not wearing my seatbelt. So many things to take into consideration of our situation and what would have happened if my mom had not listened to what spoke to her or yelled at her to stop. This is a memory engraved into my brain and everything is so clear when I remember it and I still get goosebumps to this day. Not sure of anything of a ghost, but a guardian angel. I always feel like something is watching out for me. I tell friends about this memory, which is strange. Thoughts on that? I mean, this is an interesting one where you have the, you hear a voice, nobody else hears the voice, but it's somewhat common in situations like this.
Yeah, and Guardian Angel does kind of sum up what I'm thinking of. Sometimes you have spirit guides too, they call them, and those are individuals or energies that are around you all the time, and they kind of lead you through life is the supposed thought process on that. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, apparently her mother was able to hear and communicate with them probably very, very well. And one of them was able to come through and let her know that. I you know, you think about maybe intuition and your gut reaction to certain things. But I, in this case, something else must have kept her where she was at in order to avoid that accident.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's always interesting to hear those sort of experiences. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to another letter here. It says, hey guys, my name is Dan. I live in Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania. I'm an EPP and I listen to this podcast at work. It's amazing. Anyway, I would not say I am sensitive to the paranormal, but I've had some crazy experiences throughout my life. I'll be happy to share more later, but I'll tell you of my first experience. My family lived in a large house that was made into three apartments. It was my mother, stepfather, and my little brother and me. My brother and I shared a bedroom. We had bunk beds. There it is, with built-in dresser. It was summer, and the sky was gray with a threat of rain. It was cooler than usual for August, and there was a nice breeze, so we had the window open. While we were playing, the door would gently swing open and then half close when the wind would blow outside. Then the rain came. It was raining very hard, and the wind picked up. My mother went around the house and closed all the windows, including ours. We continued to play in our room. Then the door would start to move again. I was six, and while I remember the door moving, I can't recall why I never realized at that point that it shouldn't have been. All the windows were closed and the apartment had no draft, but it started swinging hard enough that I can hear the catch on the door bounce off the frame ever so slightly. I remember getting up and shutting the door completely so the catch clicked. And the only way to open it was to turn the knob. Even today, 31 years later, I remember that door clicking shut. It's when I saw it swing open again out of the corner of my eye that the first wave of panic hit me. I turned to look at the doorway, but nobody was there. My brother started to get scared, and I told him, "It was just the wind, it's okay." I got up again from where I was playing, walked to the door to see if maybe one of my parents were playing a joke, but before I got to the door, it slammed shut. At the moment the door shut, the light went out, the drawers in my bunk bed dresser started to open one at a time until they were all hanging open. And the shoes that my brother and I kept lined up under the bottom bunk, shot across the floor and hit the wall. We both screamed and ran for the door, but it wouldn't open. A few seconds later, my mother yelled to the door to move back. She flung the door open and grabbed our arms and pulled us out of the room. The thing I'll never forget is my mother's expression. She never looked at us. She was staring at something behind us. Me and my brother never saw it, but I remembered hearing a sound similar to a marble rolling across the floor. The sound didn't stop until we were down the hall. Everything got very quiet after that. Even the rain stopped. My mother never would tell us what she saw in our room that day. I do know that we packed up after two nights of camping in the family room with my parents. We moved to my grandmother's until we found another place to live. Even at six, I kind of figured my mother had seen strange things or heard unexplainable sounds in that apartment before this happened based on her reaction. I'm grateful it didn't follow us. For a while, nothing like that happened again. I have more experiences to share if you'd like. Thanks for listening to my experience. If this makes it on the air and you like this, I'll be happy to send more. Thanks for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts?
So the story starts off and they're talking about windows open and doors swinging open and shut. And I'm thinking, that's probably just the wind. Mm-hmm. And then that line comes in where he latches the door and all the windows are closed and the door opens anyway. Mm-hmm. That in itself is a great story. But then you have all the other stuff that goes along with it. The shoes flying across the room, the drawers open. Isn't getting the heck out of there. I mean, I don't know if she's around anymore, but man, I would almost pay her money to tell me what she saw in that room.
Yeah, I mean, that would be very, very interesting. And maybe, you know, if she writes in more, maybe if there's a way to answer that question, maybe we can get it answered. But yeah, that's, yeah. I don't think I could ever go. If you had that happen, if you had the sort of things going on in that room with the bunk bed and the drawers flying open and all that, would you ever feel comfortable sleeping in there again? I mean, is there anything that would like, okay, we're all good again?
No. And I've never been in a situation where I've lived in a house that was overly haunted. I've had situations where things happen and you kind of get used to it. But something that traumatic, that major, I don't know if I'd ever be able to hang out by myself or sleep in a room again, period.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it. I think it would just have been, you know, too much to, you know, sanely be able to do that again. I'm just trying to think back. I mean, I've never had anything that dramatic either where I could say, you know, oh my God, what the hell was that? And be that, you know, affected by it, I guess.
Right, right.
But no, it's creepy stuff. Thank you for sharing those stories with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. And I am currently talking slightly slower because I'm trying to pull the calls over. I grabbed a whole new batch of them today, and I realized I didn't dump them into the folder where I need to dump them. So I'm just...
Oh, yeah, the old folder dump action. That's what you got to do. Folder dump.
But you know what's amazing to me is... I can't do this as quickly as I used to, but I remember back in the day, we had to, like, if you were doing something live, you were grabbing carts left and right as you're talking and pulling the CD out of this one and pulling it over to there and all that. And I could do it, like, seamlessly and, like, know what track to put the CD on quickly while I'm talking to get the bit done and then hit the ramp. Now I'm like, I gotta move folders.
When I was doing overnights, I could sit on the phone all night long and talk for hours with people while still doing a show and doing everything else that I had to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And now it's like if I get off, you know, I've got to go through my list of things for the day. If I don't do it exactly in order, mm-hmm. I lose my place and I'm just screwed for that. It's called getting older, I think.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. I don't know how I held on those conversations either, because a lot of times they were like complete strangers and you're just like, you're bored. And it's like, I'll talk to you for the next 7 hours.
I had a couple of stalkers that it was like an every night thing.
Oh, yeah. You get your regulars. Definitely. There was God, I remember those days. I remember one that showed up on the steps of the WBAY building at like 3 a.m. You're just like, you want to hang out? Like,
that's the same building where somebody broke into my car that was what, like a fan maniac kind of person.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Back when people gave a shit about radio.
You're at the biggest station in the country, at least in that part of the country.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. That was the fun times and a creepy building at that. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller. Hi. Let's hear your real ghost story. Get the mouse over there. There we go. Okay.
Hi, guys. This is JR from Kentucky. Tell me if this ain't the creepiest thing you've ever heard or close to it. I had a house in Ohio. Well, it was my mom and dad's house. And they lived there for a year, and then I come to live with them. And I lived there about 14 years with my mom and dad, and then she passed away. And then I lived there another 7 years with my father, and then he passed away. And then I lived there by myself for about 2.5, maybe 3 years. And then I met this woman. But anyway, before I met her, I need to say that never really had any paranormal activity. Up to that point, I'd already lived there 23 years, okay? So I knew the house and all the sounds and everything pretty good. And I had this picture that had been hanging on my wall, I know, at least 21 years. My mom had got it somewhere, I don't even remember where, and she just hung it in there in my room, and I just left it. It was just a picture, you know, of the ocean. Not a real colorful picture, you know. Just a picture of the ocean, sky, the tide, and the edge of the ocean with the rocks and stuff, you know, nothing fancy. And it just, it'd been hanging there. Remember this, 21 years at least. And I met this lady, and we started dating. And she started coming over to the house to stay with me on the weekends. That's how the relationship started. And usually, you know, nighttime or something, we'd go back to my room and sit on the bed and talk, you know, and listen to music and stuff. Just nothing special. And I guess this was probably, it was either the second or third weekend that she came up. I was sitting on the edge of the bed looking through the CDs to see what we wanted to listen to next. And she was laying on back on the bed, you know, just relaxing. And she said, there's something in the picture, in that picture up there hanging on the wall. And I thought, what do you mean? She said, it looks like an angel or something up in the clouds in that picture. Okay, this is the picture that had been hanging on the wall for 21 years. Remember that. But anyway, I blew it off. I glanced over there. I didn't think nothing of it because I'd seen that picture, what, a million times. And I said, oh, there's nothing in that picture. I said, it just looks like that. I said, it's dim in here. And I didn't think, you know, she didn't say nothing else about it, and I didn't. And we went on with the evening. And, you know, come to the next weekend when she comes up. Same thing. We were back there listening to the stereo, and she was laying back on the bed relaxing. And I guess she, her mind got back on that picture. And she said, I'm telling you, there's something in the clouds in that picture. And it kind of looks like a face. And I said, yeah, right. She said, do me a favor. Please get that down and let me look at it. I thought, well, I walked over and turned the overhead light on, took it down, gave it to her, let her look at it. She said, oh, my God. And tears started running down her face, okay? Now, remember, this is a picture that had been hanging on my wall for 21 years. She looks at it, and I thought, what's wrong? She wouldn't say nothing at first. I thought, what in the hell's going on? Kind of freaked me out. I thought, what the hell? And she said, that's my husband's face in the clouds. Now, I forgot to tell you, her husband had died maybe about 2 years before I met her. And they had been married for years. But anyway, she saw her deceased husband's face in the clouds of that 21-year hanging on my wall picture. And she showed it to me. She had showed me pictures of her husband and family before. And she showed it to me, and I got to looking at it, and I thought, yeah, that really does look like him. And she took a picture of him out when he was younger. put it next to it, and sure enough, I swear, it looked just like his face. And you could take your finger, and it was probably about as big as your thumbnail. That's as big as it was. But it had great detail to it, trust me. And you could actually take your finger and rub across the face that was in it and feel it in there. You know what I mean? You could feel the bumps and stuff on it, the nose. It was like you would have taken it and laminated it over something. You know what I mean? It was like a miniature mask. And I thought, oh, my God. And, you know, I mean, how do you deal with that? And I thought, well, she probably won't be back to my house anymore. But, you know, I just took the picture down and put it in the floor in another room, and we just basically forgot about it. And we dated probably about 6 months. And there was some other paranormal activity that happened up to the 6 month part. But then she moved in with me. It was about Christmas time, 2008. And when she moved in, the stuff really started. We heard footsteps coming up towards our bed a few nights. Seen silverware, and I wouldn't have believed this if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. Actually, come right out of the dish tray and fall right in the floor. Books turned by themselves, and we were scratched I don't know how many times. We probably were together about 4.5 years. And I don't know, we had over the years, it would come and it would go, you know what I mean? The footsteps, we heard all kinds of noises. And, I lived there up to that point 23 years. And I know it just wasn't the creaks in the house and the floorboard and all that. No, these were actual something happening. And, we were scratched. Got a lot of EVPs. Some of the clearest ones I swear I've ever heard. Had people come and investigate a few times. Got a few EVPs, never did get much else than that. A couple of them heard some disembodied voices. But that's about it. I wanted to share that with you. I mean, it's more detailed than that, but I didn't want to stay on here too long. I love the show. I discovered you guys about a month ago. And I'm not an EPP member yet, but looking forward to be real soon. You guys have a great day, and thanks.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802, our phone number. Thoughts on that?
Well, to me, there's two parts to this thing. You've got the part where the girlfriend comes into the picture and they start having some paranormal activity. And that's not uncommon. You get two different energies together. You get a new energy in a location, and that can spur some things happening. Mm-hmm. The picture and seeing her ex-husband or her husband in that picture. I've never heard anything like that before in my life. That is just crazy. Usually you think of stuff like that as matrixing, where you look at something and because of the way it's pixelated or the way it looks, mm-hmm. Your mind automatically tries to make something out of it.
Yeah.
But if he saw it too, it's just really freaking weird.
It's kind of like those 3D pictures that they would have in the middle of the mall, and you would stare at them and suddenly you're like, I didn't see shit. And the person next to you is like, there's a dinosaur. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely.
Those were like so exciting in like 1993. I don't know why.
I don't know why they went out. I mean, seriously, they were really cool. Like, I don't think Harper's ever even seen one. I mean, I think that's something that should be brought back. But you could do, like, really interesting, like, based off of Dateline episodes. So then it's like, holy shit, there's Scott Peterson. And there's just so many things you could do in 3D graphic art today. We're really
sometimes where your mind goes, I have no idea how you get there.
We're really missing the boat on this opportunity. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's do one more quick caller. Hi.
Hello, my name's Allie. I wanted to share the first time I ever saw a ghost. I say it's more of a shadow person, actually, but we'll just call it a ghost. My grandmother lives in a house that was, like, decently old. I say, like, it was built in the 70s. So few people have lived there. And she knew that the person that lived there before died in the house. And my cousins and I were playing in the basement. Basically, the way that it is set up is there's a bunch of air ducts and, like, a laundry chute and stuff, and it's, like, right in the middle. So it's, like, a big circle around this. So we were playing with a rolling chair, and I was sitting on the chair, and my cousins were behind all the ducts and things, and they push me. And I go back just enough that I can see around it. And off in the corner of the room, I just see a man. And I don't know why I say it was a man, but I just, like, knew it was a man. And I didn't even know what ghosts were. So my first thought was, oh, it's my dad. So I go to the door to the basement because there's a door at the bottom of the stairs and there's a door at the top. And I open up the door and there was no one there. And I got there so quickly that my dad would not have been to the top of the stairs yet. And I just remember standing there completely dumbfounded and I had no idea what had happened. So when I was driving home with my dad after this Christmas party, I tell him what happened, and all he said to me was, you know, sometimes things happen that you just can't explain. And this is where we left it. Yep, that's where I started. And there's a lot more from that, where that came from. Seriously, I've seen so many ghosts in my life. It's unbelievable.
Thank you for calling in and sharing that experience. Thoughts?
Yeah, sometimes things happen that you can't explain. Why is it about basements? They're always the creepiest place. When I was really little, we lived in a house that had the creepiest basement because there's always that corner that you can't see. It's kind of hidden from everything, from the furnace and the water heater and all that.
Yeah.
And I had so many dreams as a child living there about the man in the basement. And to this day, I can still, you know, 50 years later, I can still remember what this guy looked like in my dreams. It was that freaky. Why is it those basements are like that? Why?
I don't know. I mean, I've heard, there's something I heard the other day, somebody talking about basements and attics. I think it was on the Grave Talks, where the guest was talking about basements and attics and why they're more haunted. Something to do with, I forgot exactly what they said, but I was intrigued by it, and then I forgot to ask more. It was something about the insulation of either of them and somehow that being more conducive to activity taking place. I didn't quite grasp it, but they seemed to know what they were talking about.
Gotcha. I mean, I've heard things like the wiring and the pipes and all that kind of stuff create EMF and all that kind of stuff. I've heard that before.
Sure.
But it's just like, why would you, you know, why are they the main place we have dreams? Why do we go downstairs to throw a load of laundry in and end up running up the stairs even when you're 45 years old because you're afraid somebody's going to grab your leg? You know, why is that?
Well, I think now we're getting beyond the house and we're getting more into the person. And that's a whole other podcast. But no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like those things just kind of stick with you. And some fears are really hard to really ever break. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. And EPP, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.